Come on then, let's make a start. Come on. So we're going for, this is our African visit. I'm afraid I did choose Nigeria. I wasn't aware that there was going to be any particular rivalry in the group based on that. But we've heard a few examples. You mentioned how it's kind of quite messy, quite complicated, lots of polyrhythms. Okay. What else can we say about it? So what else? What about the kind of instruments they're using? So what sort of sounds are they getting? Yes, Michael.
Talking drums.
Yes. Also known as the dun dun.
I went to a wedding and I'm playing a talking drum.
Oh really? That's cool.
Yeah.
They're quite hard to play well.
His uncle plays talking drum and he does a comic act on the side. So he makes a joke and then he's like dun dun.
Nice. I'd like to see that.
I have a video.
And. Okay, cool. So, but obviously we've got a whole load of different instruments here, so we need to find some kind of starting point, basically. So, I think the rhythmic. How are we gonna make our own thing, which is sort of inspired by this African music? What's the main thing that we want to get out of it?
Drums, fresh melodies.
The drums. So like the percussiveness, right? Percussion.
There aren't any melodies. Shouting.
It's a controversial statement, Joe. We'll leave that one for now. Okay, so let's think about okay, so maybe we all want to sound like drums then. So Joe, how are you going
to
sound like a drum? You have to be a bit louder than that. I think you're allowed to. You're allowed to play your instrument.
You always need that guy who's on the electric piano. And then doing them typical rhythms.
What? On the drum?
You know the typical electric sounding piano.
Oh no, I'm not doing that.
What did you say?
You know you, in African music, you always get that on the electric piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Then you hear that.
Okay, let's keep going. So Michael, what sort of thing are you going to do for this sort of percussion sort of sound? We mentioned polyrhythms as well, so maybe we can do some rhythms that go out of time with this one.
If I had a drum,
you've got a microphone and a violin, so if you hold your violin right up to the mic, it'll sound like a drum.
Well, it has to be in time.
No, not just, you've got to hit it as well. If you just hold it up to the mic, it won't make any noise on its own. Thank you. his knuckles recover for a second, and the back of the violin as well. And your arm. So we need. That's good. We're getting some nice mixed rhythms going on there as well.
I think we should just record loads and loads of drums and then put them on top of each other.
And then just. Oh, well, we could do that, yeah.
It's so good.
I mean, don't need the really fresh melodies because.
What do you mean? How do you mean? Describe this. I'm not familiar with
the term fresh melodies.
I think what he means is
don't listen to them.
I think what he means. What did he say? Being fresh is not a good thing.
In the context in which Yohani is using the word fresh, it's not a good thing.
It's not being a good thing if you want to stay.
Oh, but no, it's never a good thing.
I'm sorry, I'm tough.
I think my sister called my mum said fresh.
Fresh
yeah.
is fresh off the boat.
Lying with everything in
exactly.
All right.
Basically, you're saying
if you say someone is fresh or a freshie, it's negative.
Oh, really?
No.
It's like
time.
Saying you're African and you don't know how to speak English. That's basically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's just as
well to tell me these things.
If you walk around the bit of
make sure you don't go and
if you walk around
the bit
of African.
I always thought that was a quite nice thing to say about someone, to be honest.
As in Fresh Prince of Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, exactly. I imagine the Fresh Prince.
Well,
but, you
like,
know, I'm obviously.
Get a pair of fresh legs, like someone who's just come off the bench.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not into stories, I don't
know. So, Yohani, by freshman, by melody, you mean.
Yeah. Maybe we'll leave out the fresh part and focus on the
melody
part.
Fresh melody.
Well, if there's one of the ones you played, and I forgot which one, and it had that. There are two things, but
There was one in there. There's one in there that had just very simple, really simple sort of melodies. There'll be a lot like the kind of thing that Joe was doing. A lot of their melodies. You've got a difference. You've got this sort of one way of playing, like what Joe was doing, like what I was doing, which is sort of like riffs, which are quite drum-like, you know. And then you've got a melody which is different, which is sort of going on for longer over the top. So maybe we need to have how are we gonna get a melody into this? Give me some suggestions as to how we can get. So we've got that rhythmic bass. What are we gonna use to put on top? I want you to give me your ideas. What's the simplest way we could do it? So one really simple way I could do it is just say, you know, we'll all do that, and then at some point,
We should just go with the improvising, because that's how you make really great African music.
Wow, that's profound, Michael. Thank you. I think you're right. But that was what I was about to say, actually. I was about to say the easiest way to do that is just to point at someone, and then they go from their riff into doing something different, into playing a melody. Okay.
But one of the pieces you played, it had to be the example of what I kind of meant by the melody.
Let's play it again, just for a sec. So Yohani, was it this one? We've got. Okay, you mentioned the guitar. So actually, maybe we should have some guitar chords. Do you not want to do guitar chords? You don't. Not even just a couple. Yes.
You try doing the plucking thing that was on the record, like Yohani was talking about.
Oh right, yeah. Can you do that for us, Yohani? So all they're doing on that record. It's going from one chord to another. Like that. So just going from one chord to another, back into chords. So could you give us a bit of that instead of your knuckle rapping?
Oh, right, do.
So you're taking the guitar part.
I think
part.
That's more of Joe's thing, because he's got a trumpet.
Yeah, because
packing
the guitar sounds a lot better.
What do you think? Do you do it? Why don't we try getting it going? We'll get it going and then you have a go and see what you can fit in. Okay, so you guys, get back onto that rhythm again.
Can I use the chair?
whatever you want.
You can ban whatever you meant.
Just be careful with it, don't break it.
There was a water.
It's already broken.
Someone fell on the chair and then it like broke and then the chair and like the metal piece at the bottom split in half.
They all do that.
You could use what's that mute? Have you got a bit of a mute there? Oh, you've got like a cup. You could use, you could sort of use that. Or like use it to knock on the chair or something. So Michael, get your thing going again that you had at the start. Do you remember it? Looks good. Sam, your bit as well. Exactly like that. That exact thing. But just around and round and round. Do it again.
What? Just that?
Yeah. Did you go... something like that?
I just pressed something
random. Okay. Yeah. Keep doing that. Can you hold it out? Can you do it up to the mic?
One mic,
and
bring the mic.
Or bring the mic down towards you then. Just that far away. Okay, Michael, start us off again. Pattern you got going on your hair. I think we need a bit more of it though. I think we need somebody else to do something similar. I think Michael, I think maybe you should just do a little bit of bit of something. I know you don't actually want to play the guitar, but
so
you are holding your guitar.
Michael, if you don't want to play the guitar.
It's your country's music as well.
Michael, maybe you could do some of the chanting-y stuff.
Yeah, sing.
I don't think you need
to. Yeah. You could just laugh like that.
Good accent.
Somebody told me Michael doesn't know much of Yoruba.
Shut up.
I'm calling you not British.
Shut up. Shut up. They have to explain. explain this to Sir what fresh, well, I had to explain what fresh meant because Yohani described it as fresh melodies.
Cool. You see, in my sort of early 90s sort of street talk, that would have been quite a good thing.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah. Fresh Prince. Exactly. You can see, I say fresh like, when I say don't get fresh, that just means like don't get rude.
Be cheeky.
That's what it means to me.
Let's probably avoid that word generally.
Be fresh out of Nigeria.
Avoid confusion. Come on then, I want you guys to find something together today. Seeing as you're such bitter rivals in the band.
Come on, Ghana Slash.
Hey!
Alright, so Yohani, what are you doing? Play us what you're doing again.
Well, what I was doing before, just make something cut.
No, just what you were doing before, with those three notes. So it's like a D major chord. Michael, can you give us something... Don't do exactly the same thing as Yohani, but do something which is a bit like a... Do you know a D chord? That's it, so something using a D chord. That's it. Maybe find another chord to alternate with as well, so change between the two. That's good. That's good. Make it nice and loud, wait. We've got to hear it. So yeah, just the D and the other, just the D and the C, isn't it, that you're doing? Sam, can you do something with them on the djembe? Just something quite light for now. A bit more than that. That's it. You've got to hold down the beat now, you're the only one doing the beat, so. That's it, yeah. Now, Joe, how about you find another melody for us? So we're still in E. We're kind of changing between nice and big, Sam. Everyone listen to Sam's beat. You're running out of getting
on. I'm getting all elasticy and I'll just like
nice. That's great though, that was a really nice melody you're getting out there. Really, really nice. Slightly softer than what we had before as well, so that'll mix really nicely. Okay. Cool. What else can we get going on? I think we've got a little bit of time left, haven't we?
Yeah.
Got about 10 minutes left going on. So we got a couple of ideas already.
Drum solo.
Drum solo.
There's not much drums yet.
We did have everyone at the start doing the drums.
Yeah.
Any other
features of the music boys that we wanted to pick up on? Sam, did you hear any good bits?
Or
what about the chanting?
I have lack experience.
I think we need some of the
chanting.
Singing
from you.
What can we chant? Who knows much Nigerian?
I don't know any Ghanaian. I doubt anybody knows any Fee or Yoruba or any of them other languages.
Even if we just do syllables.
Could do. That's a good idea.
Then that's just.
Michael, you're the expert in this field, so.
Michael's trying to climb into his guitar.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's like I'm not like my dad. You can just do it off the spot. My mum just does it anyway. It's not easy. It's only if you were born in Nigeria. It's that feeling you can do it anyway. It's just like I can't do it.
Okay.
Because it's different. I just.
Well, so can you? Do you reckon you could tell us what it's like and we could have a go there?
It's actually really hard to like explain what African music is.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like that. You can't really just make it up on this graph.
I think I can play it. I need to check it on your. Can I check something on your phone? It's really important. I need to.
Do you need to call someone or?
No.
What do you want to check?
It's a song. It's a song. I need to.
We've only got about 5 minutes, though, Michael. I don't think we're going to be able to do this in time. I think maybe why don't we instead just for a second? I mean,
we're talking about sort of vocal sort of things, right? Vocal chanting. But I mean, it doesn't have to be vocal. We can do the same thing, but on our instruments.
We could do like a call and response.
Exactly right. So what sort of thing happens, Michael? What sort of thing happens when this sort of chanting happens?
Do lots of people do lots of different things?
Someone says,
oh, okay. That doesn't help us much in an instrumental field. Is it like
everybody does different stuff all at the same time? Or do they all do the same thing all at the same time? Do they all say the same thing at the same time? In the same way? Or do they do it in different ways? Or does one person do it and then another? Michael? Pardon, you're not listening, alright. Okay, anyone else, any ideas? Chanting, what do you think?
I don't know.
Am I right, Michael? It's like a bit of in Nigerian music where you have someone who leads and will sing or play one thing, and then everyone else plays or sings the same thing back. Call and response.
No. Call and response?
No.
Sometimes.
Can we use this?
Yes. Why don't you do a call and response with that? Why don't you do a call and response with that? That's your call. What's your response going to be? You've got to do exactly the same thing back to him. Bet Joe could do it. Go on. You play. Do that again. Almost. Yeah, honey, I bet you could do something like that. If you did dig right into the strings with your bow.
Just try it.
It doesn't matter, We're not here to sound African, we're here to make something new.
But it's supposed to be there.
Something fresh.
Joe.
Go on, dig in, just choose any two strings and dig right in. As loud. It's good enough. Can you do it even slower? So that it's like grinding.
Really coarse.
Any louder?
Push harder.
Now do it.
This isn't really a good, so I can't really do anything.
Fair enough. Michael, what's your equivalent of that? Making as much noise as you can very quickly. Keep doing it louder, 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 louder. That's not very loud. You don't have to choose any, choose just, you don't have to play any, you don't have to put your fingers down. Just make as much noise on it as you can. All right. There you go. That's your response, and that's your, to your call. Perfect. Right, that's your response, and that's the call then. Go on, then do it. Go on, all of you at once. Almost, do it again. Better, do it again. This time, make up a rhythm and get them to copy it.
What, on it?
Yeah. You got to do it together, make it a simpler rhythm. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Do it again, do it again. Okay, but this is, wait, I'm trying to get us started here because at the moment we're not getting anywhere. Okay, so, okay, you've all got to copy back what Sam is doing, right? Okay, you all ready? Go, Sam, go. Go. Another one, different. Different again. Somebody should do it with some pictures, I think. Last thing before we go. No, actually, no, let's do what Yohani suggested. So this time we'll do it, but this time, so this is very much like in Latin American music, what they call a coro pregon, which is where a chorus, right, the chorus sings something fixed, and then a soloist makes something up, and then the chorus sings something fixed, and the soloist makes something up. Why don't we do it like that? Should we try it like that? So this time, you guys will have to do the same thing over and over again. And the soloist has to make up something different in between. Okay? So what thing are we going to... Okay. I'm going to do the fried chicken, so am I. Yeah. Okay. Joe, can you give us like a three-note riff, just like very, or four notes, like very simple. Just like a bar long or something. Just once. Just da da da. Okay, Yohani, can you play that as well? Da 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 da. What are the notes?
That's.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Sam, give us a bit of a beat to go underneath that. Not too fast. That's it, good. Okay. Can everyone do this? Joe, can you do that again? Same thing. that, and then we're gonna stop, and someone's gonna do something solo for like 4 beats, and then everyone else is gonna answer it with that again. Okay? This is the kind of call and response that you were talking about, where you have a chorus and a soloist. So you got. So who's gonna be our I think you should sing as this, sing as it's your call. Actually, I think you can be our soloist for now. Okay, so Yohani's gonna do something short, and in response we're all gonna go like that. Okay.
Just twice.
I think we should just do it twice, and then Yohani can do something for the same length. So let's get that back going again. Get that going again. The kind of thing you meant, like, so, like, in terms of call and response.
I guess that's the closest we'll get before.
Yeah. Well, that's all we're trying to do, you know. We're not trying to play African music, because we can't, you know, partly. Oh yeah, alright, you guys can, maybe, but like, I mean, you know, we can't need an electric keyboard, a djembe, a guitar, a violin, and a trumpet.
There's a lot of electric keyboard in that's African music.
Oh sure, yeah.
But they put it on like electric seven or the collab.
Oh yeah, I know. But generally the thing we're trying to do with these little sessions is not to emulate the recordings, but to find stuff in them and make something else from it.
African song that my church always plays on Mother's Day.
No. I don't know that song.
It's called Sweet Mother, I think
we'll probably leave it there. 4 o'clock, so we'll leave it there.